So today I want to talk about hearing the shepherd's voice. Have you thought about that? Can you hear the shepherd's voice? Do you know the shepherd's voice? The shepherd, of course, is Jesus Christ. And the call today in all three readings is into deeper relationship with Jesus Christ. To get into deeper relationship with Jesus Christ takes a stillness and a time and a prayer and a listening. One of the things I love about shepherds, and I've got to study abroad and live in Israel and see the shepherds in the mountains there, and it's pretty fascinating when you see them. They can call their sheep, and their sheep all do what they want. They know that shepherd's voice. And so that shepherd keeps them safe through a lot of tumultuous times in the low mountains in Israel. And so this example, I love this example because it's this relationship that the sheep and the shepherd have. And for us, once we encounter Jesus Christ and we feel that we know that voice, we have this relationship built, it changes the way we interact with the world. It changes how we go out into the world. And I have two examples for this. The first one is, last weekend I got to work a Kairos retreat in the Nebraska State Penitentiary, and a Kairos retreat is like a Crisil or a Teens Encounter Christ. It's a four-day retreat for residents in the jail. And 25 men that look pretty much like me, we go in and we volunteer for 4 days, 12 hours a day for 4 days in the jail, and work with a variety of people in there. And the second day, this young man comes to the table where I'm at, and he's just crying. And I said, "What's going on, Rico?" And he said, "You know, I can't believe you guys would come in here 12 hours a day for 4 days, and I can't get my mom to come in for 1 hour to visit me." And he'd been in there for years. And he was so sad. He said, "Why are you doing this?" And that kind of caught me off guard. I thought, why am I doing this? And I remembered that I'm doing this because I've encountered Jesus Christ. And because I've encountered Jesus Christ, I have no option except to share that love of Christ with others. And so I told him that. I said, "It's my relationship with Jesus that drives me to do this. Because I'm loved, I want to love. I have this relationship." And by the end of the 4 days, he was completely transformed. And in my experience, when we do those retreats in the jail, they encounter Jesus Christ because they experience love. And they need that. That's a pretty hopeless place, as you can imagine. The second story, I'm a school teacher, and I've been a school teacher for quite a while now. And I had a student named Clemente back in my earlier days, and I taught middle school. And we had a big assembly, and we were all going into the assembly, and they had to sit with their homerooms, and we were assigning them to sit down, Clemente, sit down, please sit with your homeroom. I kept kind of poking him because he kept going the other way. Finally, he stood up, turned around, and called me a bad name right in front of the whole school. And I said, "Oh, Clemente, let's go." So we went over and saw the principal and talked to the principal, and I made him kind of say what he said to the principal, and he got some discipline for that, and kind of let it go, right? Moved on. And we just went back to our normal way of doing things after he had done his time. He did his punishment, went back to a normal way of doing things. I moved to Omaha. I get a letter in the mail. I open it up, and it's from Clemente. He's now a senior in high school, and this happened when he was a seventh grader. "Deacon Fuller, I'm so sorry that I did that back when I was a seventh grader. I can't believe you forgave me. I'm so grateful for our relationship." Right? So here's this young man. He was on the fringes at that time. He remembered that, and he was struck by the power of forgiveness because he had not experienced that in his own life very much. He had five brothers, and you can imagine how fun that was for him as the youngest brother of a five-brother group. He learned about forgiveness. "Why did you do that?" "Well, I did it because I've encountered a God who's forgiven me, who has mercy on my sins, who's changed my life," right? That's what it is. When I listen to the shepherd and I follow his voice, I'm able to do things for other people that I wouldn't normally be able to do. So I just want to encourage you this morning to think about that. How are we listening to Jesus Christ? How are we building our relationship with Jesus Christ by turning over the things that we've done wrong, turning over our hurts, our sorrows, letting Jesus mend that, and then transforming how we go out into the world? because it does transform us. And I know you all know that because you've encountered Jesus yourselves. So I just invite you into that fold. I invite you to pray with that today. How are you listening to the shepherd's voice?